Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Jill DeYoung of JillDeYoung.com. Jill, it is awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Gretch. Pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Jill so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's been able to do and she is doing now. So Jill was born in Holland, and her successful modeling career brought her to the United States. She was based in New York for many years, explored Miami for a few years, and then fell in love with Los Angeles, where she currently resides because it's a great place to pursue her passion for health and wellness. She made the career shift from full-time modeling to health coach, personal trainer, and chef, and has never looked back. When Jill is not working, you can find her in the kitchen cooking or outside in Malibu running, biking, surfing, or stretching in a yoga class. She recharges by spending time with her boyfriend and friends. Meaningful conversations and delicious food make her heart sing. To stay motivated to exercise, she signs up for triathlons and Spartan races. Jill, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
What a great introduction. Thank you. Made me smile.
There you go. If anything, food always makes my heart sing as well, too. So we definitely have that in common. But what I wanted to do was just hear, I guess, a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always a great question because I think, you know, like a lot of people look at CEOs thinking, oh, they got lucky, or, you know, like they, you know, in my modeling career too, like, oh, she won the gene lottery, but it's so much work, you know, to actually have like a successful career. And there's so many obstacles to overcome, and you have to have a lot of patience, right? So my modeling career led me to do what I do now. And my modeling career got me my visa to the US because it's hard, you know, for people in other countries to permanently live in the States. So that was my ticket in, let's say. And, you know, my health and wellness journey started actually when I wasn't well, when my immune system was weak. I had been traveling for several years. I mean, like probably about 10 years internationally, and had not really, I actually had a pretty poor diet because I was introduced to calorie counting when I started modeling. And at the time, I didn't even know what a calorie was. And I thought it was part of my, you know, my profession to count them and make sure I, you know, didn't eat more than necessary. But I was like, well, this is really not fun. You know, this is most of the food that I want to eat is definitely high in calories. And I'm going to go on the diet train. I'm going to go on that diet food, low calories, artificial sweetener. But, you know, like years of doing that really made me sick. I felt foggy. I had cold sores several times a year. I was permanently sleep deprived, but it also had to do with the jet lags. But I was just really feeling off, and I didn't know what to do, and I was looking for answers. I needed help. And so a visit with a nutritionist really awakened me. Like, it was such an eye-opener to understand how food can affect your mood, how food, everything you put in your mouth has an effect on how you feel and even your thoughts. So I was super motivated to get better, to feel better, because it was just not, I was not happy and I was feeling weak and I really needed a change. So that was really motivating for me to start cooking, and because I did not cook, I didn't know how to. So I started studying, thinking I was only going to, you know, get the certification and then eventually get the book out. But I fell in love with the course, and I fell in love with helping others because they really make you go out and talk about your passion and business and like help you set up a business. And that was such a great year that really changed things around for me, because when I started going from, you know, the modeling industry where it's more about me and me paying my bills and me traveling, it's more, you know, about that, you know, your own unity instead of now sharing, you know, your knowledge and light and passion with others and being of service, that really changed my perception of life. And I just felt this renewed energy. And I was like, this is what I want to do with my life.
Awesome. 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 Well, I definitely, you know, I always tell myself and always hear people say that, you know, any type of rejection kind of is not a rejection. It's a redirection. So it puts you down a path you should have always been. And it seems like it redirected you right towards you being, you know, finding and loving the passion for what you have for helping out others. And then also being able to kind of do everything you need to do to hopefully to have built and created that book as well.
Exactly. It's incredible. And it's a beautiful word, like redirecting. And I was being redirected. I needed to have more experience. I needed to have more expertise. And that book, you know, like is coming out actually. It's now, you know, coming out in February 2019. And it's called Models to Do Eat. It's about improving your relationship with food. It's a collection of women. It's not just me anymore. It's all about collaboration. I'm the main author of the book, and I invited 9 other models who are also certified health coaches, nutritionists, personal trainers, and some best-selling authors.
Well, that's awesome. And I absolutely love the brand and the name, you know, the Models Do Eat, because like you said, sometimes there's that perception out there that, you don't eat anything. You don't exercise. You only do these things. You're living like the actual, absolutely perfect lifestyle. But it's awesome that you've been able to kind of tell your story. And then by telling your story, it sounds like you've been able to attract other people that have similar stories and want to actually do the same things. And that's kind of like what has come out for the book.
Yeah. And it's much more fun to do this together than doing things by yourself. Because as a CEO, it can feel a little bit lonely, you know, to work from home or to work in an office, but you don't might not have a lot of employees yet, or you have the employees, but you know, you're like, you know, this is your first time you're doing this. So how are you going to give them direction? It's really good to hang out with people that are in a similar situation or have done things, you know, are a little actually better than you or have more experience. And that's what I found. I like found so much support in the group of women because some of them had already published books and others had never. So we could all support each other on the journey. And I think that's also the message of the book where, you know, like models are thought are in the press, I should say, you know, like people think that models are catty and very competitive. And this is the other side of it. Like, hey, you know what? We're so much better to like when we unite our forces. And it's such a great example for, you know, like also young women to not like look at their, you know, Instagram pages as competition, but say, you know what? What do we have in common? And go from there.
What I wanted to ask you is hear a little bit more, and you might have already touched on it, like how you help support and serve the clients, and what would you kind of clarify as maybe like your secret sauce?
Well, the secret sauce is, I think, the personal approach, because everyone is different. Like we have different personalities, different lifestyle. We might have kids or no kids. I think the personal approach is most important because the people that want to stay in shape and exercise, they have the best intentions, but a lot of diets, a lot of exercise programs are so intense and are so restricting or so demanding that it's hard to keep up with. And the personal approach is where I really dive deep. I really ask and see where I can help emotionally too. So the personal approach is like the emotional support and understand, you know, where my clients are lacking and need more support. And sometimes you really just need to be listened to. A lot of my, you know, a big part of my job is to listen and ask good questions so they can come up with their own solutions. And so the psychology of eating well and exercising, I think that might be the secret sauce.
So now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app or a book or a habit that you have, but it's something that you feel makes you more effective and efficient.
Ooh, well, I think that might be Pebbles and the Rock. Have you ever heard of the Pebbles and the Rock lists?
I don't think so.
Well, so I don't quite remember where I heard it. It might have been the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, but it's about prioritizing. It's about feeling productive at the end of the day. I love being, you know, feeling like productive every day. So what they say is the rocks are your priorities. Like are the ones that actually the rocks are the things that you feel most resistance to. The things that you list that you kind of want to put off, the things that you don't really feel like doing right now, but maybe later. So, you know, the pebbles are the little things that really don't, it doesn't really matter if it gets done today or not. But when we feel resistance to, let's say, the rocks, we start doing pebbles. It's kind of like going to the truck drawer if you have to, like, you know, vacuum clean your house. And you're like, the truck drawer really doesn't, you know, make a difference. So, right. But the house would, right? And so when you start doing the rocks first, like as a rule, like the things that you don't like to do, feel most resistant to, it makes the whole day feel lighter. And so if you can make it a habit to do that first thing in the morning, you're going to feel like a winner all day. And those pebbles are going to go quickly too. And then you actually have more time for the rest of your day and more headspace to conquer the rest.
I love that. And I love that kind of metaphor. And I can definitely visualize it, seeing a pebble in the rock, because we all have rocks that we don't really want to look at and we definitely don't want to move. So definitely making sure you move those so you're not, you know, focusing on the pebbles that aren't really making as much of an impact as the rock would.
We're all human after all, right? We got to have some hacks and just push ourselves to do the things that we're not either not good at or not, you know, don't necessarily love to do. But, you know, there's a certain sense of pride and accomplishment and confidence that comes out of doing the rocks first.
Absolutely. Being able to identify them and to move them along. I definitely agree with that. So I love that CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice you might give to entrepreneurs and business owners, or something you might tell your younger business self.
Yeah, well, there's a few things. I mean, I already kind of touched down on the first one, connect with other entrepreneurs, because, you know, it can be lonely. And sometimes you just need to hear from someone else how they did something, or, you know, like feel connected to feel the love, support in what you do. Because sometimes, you know, like you, I feel like as a coach, I also need to be coached at times. So I might listen to a great audiobook or like a personal trainer. I even have a personal trainer. So I feel like, you know, you got to look for people that inspire you, motivate you, because you motivate all day, coach all day. You know, you're leading the way, but you also need to have some key people in your life to connect with that can, so you can get the energy back too. So that's number one for me. Number two, I would say outsource things that you're really not good at or really feel that much resistance to, like those big rocks never get done. Outsource it, pay someone, you know, like something for what you really don't want to do, because it's going to wait. You're wasting your time. You're most likely not going to do a good job doing it. And there are so many great and cheap resources these days, like Fiverr. I use that a lot for when I need graphs or, you know, things for websites, and you know, you pay them a small fee for publishing rights if they design something for you. So it's really great. Outsourcing social media, the backside of it, you know, like, so you don't have to be online the whole time. You just provide the pictures if that's not, you know, your favorite thing to do. So like outsource things. If you want an assistant, but can't pay someone full time, there's so many websites that offer, you know, hourly service or assistance for hourly rates. So I think that's a great one. And then the last one, really understand like what type of advertisement works best for your product, what the consumer, what your clients really feel drawn to. Like, for example, I had advertised in a local magazine because I wanted more local clients. So it was the Malibu magazine. The advertisement had zero interaction. Like I did not get an email. I did not get a call. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, kind of crazy. It was half a page. It was, you know, very visible. It was a 3-month issue. Mm-hmm. And then I actually were like, let's see, 6 months later, I was interviewed for the magazine, and it was a 4-page interview. And from that interview, I have got like so many calls, so many new clients, and they keep coming. It's just because that magazine has been laying around on coffee tables. It's not something that people throw out really quickly. And I got to say like that. So I understood that, you know, I don't need to waste money into like advertisement for the local things. I might have to do that for Facebook, and it's not, you know, you won't ever waste money on advertisement, of course, like you always learn from it. But I really learned that personal connection is really important for the clients that work with me. And that interview really made a personal connection. It made them trust me. I gave free advice. I shared my story. And I think that's what people are looking for.
Now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is kind of like the definition for what it means to be a CEO. And I know you touched on it a little bit, and we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So what do you think being a CEO means to you?
A CEO means to me to take the lead, to do things that you're scared of doing, to really align with your purpose and push the envelope and motivate others to help you with it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, awesome, Jill. I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how they can get a hold of you and, of course, get a copy of your book when it comes out.
Thank you. Like, my book is coming out February 2019. We're going to launch Fashion Week New York, and it's already on Amazon. So if you want to buy a copy already, you know, will be delivered to you in February. But you know, it's, make sure you can get it signed. If you want it signed, just let me know. So my Instagram name is _ models to eat, and my website is Jill DeYoung. It's JILLDEJONG.com, and I'm looking forward to connect. So anyone who wants like some advice, or you know, like wanting to connect personally, Instagram direct message or emails work fine.
Awesome. 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 Well, Jill, you are awesome. I truly appreciate you for taking some time out. We'll make sure to have those links in the show notes just so that anybody can follow up, but you're rocking and rolling and I appreciate you. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks so much for making this available for everyone, you know, that's listening and, you know, for all of us to share on your platform. It's a wonderful thing to do. And this is your gift. And I appreciate you sharing it with the world.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.